From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Linda Wertheimer. The scare over anthrax has overshadowed the message that public health officials are usually trying to communicate this time of year, that people at high risk of suffering complications from the flu should be vaccinated. Today, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said people should not forget about the hazards of influenza. NPR's Joanne Silberner has this report.
The early symptoms of inhalation anthrax look a lot like the flu: high fever, malaise, muscle aches and pains. So last week, officials in New York City recommended that people worried about anthrax get a flu vaccine to prevent symptoms that could be confused with anthrax. But the CDC's Keiji Fukuda says concern about confusing symptoms is not a good reason to get a flu vaccine.
The reason to get vaccinated against influenza is to either prevent your chances of getting influenza, or if you get influenza, it's to decrease the severity of the disease.
And that's the main reason. Every year, the flu kills about 20,000 people in the United States and hospitalizes 114,000. Fukuda says vaccination is especially important for high-risk people.
These are elderly people, 65 years and above. These are people who have certain chronic medical conditions, particularly heart and lung conditions. These are people who have other conditions like diabetes, immunodeficiency diseases, pregnant women who are going to be in the second and third trimester of pregnancy.
And younger people, too, with conditions such as asthma. Those who do get a flu shot to protect themselves from anthrax-like symptoms stand a real chance of getting those symptoms anyway. The majority of cases of flu-like complaints are due to other viruses and bacteria. The CDC's initial flu vaccination message was for healthy people to hold off, to allow high-risk people a chance to get their vaccine. Although there are spot shortages across the country, Fukuda expects that will ease soon.
And now as we're entering into November and December, and there's been vaccination efforts focused on the high-risk people, we're saying that much more vaccine is going to be available for other people.
This year, the three flu vaccine manufacturers expected to deliver 85 million doses by mid-December, compared with 70 million doses last year. Fukuda suspects that will be enough to meet demand. It's hospitals that are likely to be overwhelmed with unvaccinated patients, he says. It happens every year. Joanne Silberner, NPR News, Washington.